brought to you by GMSDC Radio and broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia. It's time for Let's Talk Small Business with your host, Stacy Key.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, 11:30, Business Radio X. Thank you for joining us. It's Let's Talk Small Business, and we're excited to be here today. This is the show for all small businesses and entrepreneurs. We bring you those topics, those interesting nuggets of wisdom, information to help you grow your business. And today is no different. We've got a powerhouse show today. Today is all about the men and women that serve our country, the veterans. And my co-host is here with me today, Mr. Cassius Butts.
Good morning.
The regional administrator for Region 4 for SBA, Cassius.
Glad to be here this nice cold morning.
It's cold here in Hotlanta.
Yes,
cold in Hotlanta. And this is right in your alley, SBA, veterans. I think you're the perfect co-host for today. You're the perfect co-host any day, but
oh well,
you see the little suck up I'm doing there.
Yeah.
And we've got a phenomenal guest joining us today to talk about veterans and entrepreneurs and all that they do. We've got Miss Vanessa Bull of the Lockheed Martin Company. She's going to be talking about Lockheed and their initiatives around veterans. Now, Vanessa is near and dear to my heart. I've worked with Vanessa for several years now. She is actively involved and chair of the board of GMSDC. She's been a longtime supporter and member of the council. And she has a wealth of information about veterans and entrepreneurs and small business. So we're excited that you're joining us, Vanessa.
Well, Stacy, I'm glad to be here.
And so veterans is a focus for the Lockheed Martin Company. Talk a little bit about your focus. When did this start? Is it something new? Has it been an initiative for a while?
Well, no, of course, as a
government contractor,
prime contractor to the federal government, we have veteran and service-disabled veteran goals set by our customer. But beyond the compliance piece, we focus on looking for veteran and service-disabled veteran companies that can meet our ongoing requirements. We also look for them to have programs that address our affordability initiatives, which are also customer-driven.
You know, you said something very key there. You said beyond compliance. And I like to applaud Lockheed for that, because you're going above and beyond what your customers ask for you to do and going that extra mile and really reaching out for veterans, service-disabled veterans, and making sure you incorporate them into your business and your business model. So I really applaud you for that. Cassius, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, it is. And actually, this is one of those days, Stacy, where we have a guest that is really have one of the organizations in our backyard at Lockheed Martin. And of course, I'm very fond of them. My first internship was with Martin Marietta coming out of high school. My father actually retired from then Martin Marietta, which is now Martin Lockheed.
But so you're like family, right?
Like family.
You're like family. Okay, like Vanessa, family. He's like family, okay?
Absolutely. Like family. But they do something that's really good. They keep this 98% of small business going right here in Marietta and in the state of Georgia. And so really giving veterans an opportunity to be employed is something that's second to none. And I think they're doing a great job of it. And Vanessa and I were just talking recently. Talk to Vanessa about some of the initiatives to support your small businesses that support Lockheed Martin. It's such a huge company. I mean, but it takes a lot of small businesses to make them what they are. Is that right?
Absolutely. Well, we're very proud of our supplier diversity program.
Yeah.
It is focused around certainly veterans and service-disabled veterans, mm-hmm. but also women-owned businesses, mm-hmm. hub-zone businesses, and all of the socioeconomic categories that flow down from our federal government.
You're covering the whole gamut there. Look at that, Lockheed
Absolutely.
Martin. Look at that. You got
Absolutely.
It going on.
We look at the businesses that have certifications and all of the capabilities that meet the requirements that we have for the customer's warfighter.
Okay.
So we're very proud of the program. We've met our goals in every category for the last several years.
Wow.
And we just continue to move forward in initiating new programs and initiatives.
So when we talk about veterans and service-disabled veterans, talk about the needs. Because, you know, when I think of people that have served our country and they've come back, they've had a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they're coming back and they're entrepreneurs, talk about are there special needs or any special requirements around that serving that particular segment? Because you've got hub zone, you've got, you know, women, you've got minorities. Is there any special need around the veteran or service disabled veteran?
Well, Stacey, I don't know if you would call it a special need.
Or special support.
Right, special support. We certainly look at the attributes that veterans have that drew them to the military. Strong leadership skills.
Oh, absolutely.
Team building, mission focused.
Great skills.
Drive, discipline. Those types of characteristics carry over to running a small business.
Absolutely.
So we find that when we talk to service-disabled and veteran-owned businesses, that they have leadership that applies to their business that works well with the requirements that we have.
Oh, you know what? Those qualities, you're right. Mission critical, leadership. All of those qualities really help a business become successful. As you're looking at any mentoring or coaching or those kinds of initiatives, I'm sure they're included as well in those kinds of programs?
Well, absolutely. We particularly look at veteran companies for our Mentor Protege program. We have mentored several in the past several years. I can think of one in particular that is very enthusiastic about the program. When we met with him, performed the needs assessment, set up the program, he performed 100% to requirements. Now he, of course, has gained business growth because of those initiatives and that focus, and he has become a goodwill ambassador for our program.
Can you talk just for the listeners to know about the Mentor Protege program? Can you just talk a little bit about that and what that entails?
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, we adhere to two programs.
Yes.
One, of course, is the Department of Defense program, and we use that program around not only their credit agreements, but also their cost reimbursement program.
Sure.
So we look to follow the guidelines, but more importantly, we focus on the companies and assessing those gaps where they need mentoring. Then we assign subject matter experts to those areas and give them training where they can incorporate lean techniques into their business, find ways for them to grow their business, and to sharpen their skill sets.
And one of the things that's important, even with this process, is one of the perks, if you will, perks, is where taxpayers, where your money goes, because this is not something that they pay into, this program.
Absolutely, right? No. Either the government reimburses us for those costs, or we invest our own budget
for
a credit agreement to administer the program. Of course, Stacy is aware that we also participate in the Georgia Mentor Protege Connection program.
Phenomenal program. Yeah, I'm familiar with that one.
Absolutely. It is a great program. And we were a founding sponsor of that program.
Yes, they were.
And
heavily involved.
Heavily involved.
Heavily involved.
And currently, we are looking at a service-disabled veteran-owned company to participate in next year's program.
Stacy, this is just so timely, seeing that we just honored our veterans last week and
Absolutely.
Talking about this today. It's just huge, and for more and more people to know about that as they're coming home, you know, they have the opportunity to really realize their dreams and just figure out what they want to do next and put those talents to work. And so I think this is the best part about talking about it today.
Yeah, I agree.
Adding jobs to the economy. It's huge.
Absolutely.
Now, Vanessa, do you see any particular area that our veterans are focused in terms of industries as they're coming, in terms of the entrepreneurship? Is there any particular industries or sectors, or are you just seeing the gamut?
You see the spectrum.
Okay.
Many of our veteran-owned companies, of course, are in the service industry. There's services such as, you know, contingent labor staffing and IT services. And, of course, we look at where they can set themselves apart in that area.
That competitive advantage.
Absolutely. What unique capabilities do they bring to the table that we can use to help be more competitive?
Okay. I think as we talk about all small businesses, I think we continue to talk about the competitive advantage. What do you bring to the table? Bringing solutions to the table.
Absolutely.
And that innovation is so key as we look to tomorrow.
Yes.
Innovation becomes very, very key in terms of tomorrow. And as through your procurement process, when you're looking at things through procurement, how are veterans flowing through that process?
Well, it's challenging. As you know, government regulations are very detailed. But we provide assistance to our businesses with not only the business certification process, but the quality certification process.
Oh, wow, the quality.
Absolutely. For our products, it is essential. We have very stringent requirements around ISO certifications, AS9100 certifications.
Wow.
So, but we work with the companies to help them.
Now that's invaluable that you will work with a company around the ISO and the. That's incredible.
Yes, absolutely. We must, because we have to make sure that they meet
everything
those
you do in the products that you're building.
Absolutely.
Oh, but that experience, that knowledge you gain from working with a Lockheed Martin around that whole process.
Mm-hmm.
It's priceless.
Well, we think so.
Yeah.
And our suppliers think so as well.
So Cassius, SBA, talk a little bit about, because I think you guys work, you're kind of, you know, as you said, you're family.
Well, yeah, we're family in the sense that we try to support a lot of Vanessa's small business and contractors, if you will. Many of the folks who may help to build their products, to transport their products, to market, to sell. I mean, anything that you could think of, we help to provide them access to capital. And we also help along with our 8A signature program, our program as well as our certification process as well. And so it works hand in hand. And we were just talking about a week or two ago at a conference in Florida, Vanessa mm-hmm. and I, about some of the initiatives coming up. And I can say that Lockheed Martin has reached out with an olive branch like ever before. 4 years ago when I was appointed, I was invited and took a tour of their facility. And I decided to bring my entire team with me. they hadn't done it before. But just to see it firsthand was like, it just blew a lot of people away to see the magnitude of what you all do. So, Vanessa, if you can just talk a little bit about actually what takes place in those hangars. I know you can't tell us the details of it, but you
I could tell you, but yeah. I might have to
kill you. Yeah. We're trying to get some top secret, some juicy tidbits that we can share.
Well, as you know, or as you observed, we have ongoing production lines. Mm-hmm. Certainly, we have been producing the C-130 Hercules at the Marietta site for over 60 years.
And let folks know what that is.
That is a transport aircraft.
Yes.
It
Ooh.
Is the workhorse of mm-hmm. the military. Mm-hmm. So it transports cargo, goods and services on short runways. So it is just the workhorse of
that's the
military.
That's that big
military.
Ugly one we see, isn't it?
Oh, there's nothing ugly about
okay,
Hercules.
I'm just saying that big
it's a beautiful airplane.
It is. It's something else.
Okay, it's the big ugly one
it's
then.
Like
okay.
a huge transformer.
That's right.
It's something. It's nice and shiny. It's, I didn't want to get out of it. I mean, it was something
else.
But it's
else. Huge. You can put trucks and stuff in it too, can't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, you can. But also, Stacey, you may be referring, of course, to a C-5, which is the largest military aircraft that we produce. And at the plant now, we actually are involved in modification, re-engineering the airplane and mods on the airplane. We don't produce the airplane from scratch anymore.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Wow.
But that's a robust program as well. We're also looking in the future to a sustainment program.
Sure.
So we can get into the business of making sure that our customer requirements are met to keep the airplanes flying.
And I'm glad you mentioned that, because you just don't have engineers. You also have people who actually maintains these products. I mean, you have to maintain them. They have to be kept up to par, up to code.
Absolutely.
So you have engineers, architects.
Absolutely.
Oh, wow. That's a whole.
Green initiatives.
Absolutely.
If you could talk a bit about
sustainability is mm-hmm. going to be a huge part of our business mm-hmm. in the future. And so as we look towards that, we're also working with suppliers to help us with meeting the requirements as far as all the maintenance requirements, the products and services services that are needed to meet the maintenance required to keep the aircraft flying.
Oh, wow. So Vanessa, again, when I think about veterans and disabled veterans, I think about, again, the capacity issue.
Mm-hmm.
So talk a little bit about what we're seeing in terms of capacity building, because traditionally we know joint venture partnership helps build the capacity that's needed to really go after a big, when I think of Lockheed, I think Lockheed is huge.
It is.
And if I want to go after a mega contract, I need to have true capacity to compete at Lockheed.
Well,
it's no joke.
Absolutely. You do have to have capacity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we look for a certain level of revenue and
Correct.
Customer requirements that that can be met by the companies that we look at, potential companies. But we work with them. And certainly teaming agreements, joint ventures, strategic alliances are key to try and meet the larger requirements that we have. So to that end, we were working with companies to educate them on how that's done. Many of the companies that have transitioned from 8A programs realize that, you know, they must be able to partner with other companies, either with similar characteristics or with different characteristics, but together can meet the requirements of the contract.
Okay. Okay. So they, the same kind of challenges.
Absolutely.
And funding, Cassius, is funding still an issue? I continue to hear the number one issue is funding.
It's huge.
It continues to be
access,
that.
Access to capital is really the center point for any small business, and particularly when you're working with organizations such as Lockheed Martin that has to be on a timeline. They have a deadline that has to be met. They're actually rated on their completion of their process. So, which means that their contractors has to have access to capital. They have to be financially prepared. They have to be in place. And I think we're excited even just now because we extended the opportunity for folks who are looking to have access to capital. For our veterans, if you're looking to have a loan up to $350,000, there are no SBA fees associated with that.
Oh, wow, that's helpful.
And it's very, very helpful. And we're looking to extend that to go even further than that. And so we've been in a position to provide access to capital to many of the subcontractors that support many of Vanessa's goals that need to be met on a timely basis. And so we're looking to continue to further this relationship and do whatever we can do to help. To add these jobs to the economy is huge. And so that we're very big on that.
Right. Yeah. Stacy, also on that point, one of the things I know you and I have worked on as far as the Georgia Mentor-Protege Connection Program is that those companies that have a predominance of government contracts need to look at diversifying and trying to meet commercial requirements
as
well.
Absolutely.
Because of the cyclical nature of government contracting, the more you can balance your business as far as revenue generation in the government market and the commercial market, it will help you with strategic long planning.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one of the things, Vanessa, I think that a lot of people figure that out as they go. In your business, you have to figure it out before you start.
Absolutely.
Because it's not a matter of if something goes wrong. It's when it does. What type of strategy, what type of plan do you have in place? Can you tell some of the listeners not just what it means to be a part, to be a subcontractor? We talk about some of the people who support your product, you know, the engineers, the architects. Tell us about some of the other areas that we may not be thinking about, Stacy, that can be a part of Lockheed Martin that you know, you see this every day. What are some of the other areas, opportunities that people can say, hey, I have this way of going about handling my business in this regard? Tell us about some of those areas we may not be
thinking
about.
Let me add this to what Cassius is saying, Vanessa. Yeah. And then that how to be business, because there are going to be veterans that are going to be listening and others, and they want to know, I really want to do business with Lockheed, and how do I do that? Mm-hmm. Because it's a phenomenal company.
Mm. Well, thank you. One of the things I think they can focus on is new technology. We are looking to partner with companies that have new technology where we can help them develop that, mainly through our Small Business Innovative Research Program. Well, that's a government program, certainly, that we support.
Yes.
But the commercialization of new technology is the hardest hurdle to get across. Okay. So once they go through a phase one, a phase two development, then commercializing that technology, which we look for ones that will help us make our products more affordable. That's what our customers ask us to focus on. And so that's why we look at suppliers that we can mentor, that have new technologies that they're trying to get to the marketplace. And so that's certainly an area that we look for them to approach us about.
Okay. So new technologies. And so but the service oriented is where many of your veterans and where your minorities, they tend to be in a service oriented, which is not technology driven.
Sure, and so absolutely.
Okay.
It's definitely
technology. It can be.
Absolutely. Okay. It can be.
So it needs to be innovation. You need to bring no matter what you're doing, you need to bring innovation to the table.
Absolutely.
That's the message.
Software development, things that are new to the marketplace that will, again, affordability is absolutely key. Mm-hmm. We have to find a way to make our warfighter more affordable.
So how do they go about saying, hey, I have this opportunity or I have this idea and I think it could benefit you? How would they go about contacting you and saying, hey, I want to present this?
They need to be certified and go through GMSDC, but I didn't say that aloud. I just want to say, you know.
Well, we certainly use advocate organizations and we support them, but we have close to 40 supplier diversity advocates across the country.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
So, yes, myself along with the others, we constantly review requirements of new small businesses. Okay. We have a process that we have leaned out. And so if you go to our website, www.lockheedmartin.com, click on suppliers, click on doing business with Lockheed Martin. You have an opportunity to upload your capabilities. It will flow down to us, and we will put it out to the engineers and the procurement managers that are writing requirements currently.
So how important is having that capability statement? Is having a capability statement important?
It's huge.
Okay.
It must be clear, concise, and robust.
No 50-page documents?
No 50-page documents. No 8-meg files, please. And that's why we've set up our system, because if you put your information into our template, it tells you exactly what we need to look at as far as requirements.
Vanessa, and thank you really for just giving that information, because that's huge. People may not know. Can you tell us just how did you start off in getting into this area of supply diversity, and what does it really mean when we talk about supply diversity? I know we have one of the queens of this area that can tell you all about it, but tell us about you in your journey and getting to where you are today.
Well, thank you for asking that question, because it's one near and dear to my heart, because I have a passion around supplier diversity. I spent 20 years in business development with Lockheed Martin, and a mentor found that those skill sets, or at least thought that those skill sets, would transfer to helping small business. And I would like to think that they have. Okay. But it allowed me to refocus on a new aspect of my career with the company. I have had a lot of experience even in business development and working with small business through some of the things I was doing there.
Sure.
As a matter of fact, one of the GMSDC certified suppliers I work with invited me to your event. And
oh, wow.
Yes, yes. And she was being honored, and she had grown her business because of some of the work that she had done with us. So that laid the foundation for coming over to supplier diversity and giving me that platform for educating businesses about what we do and the best way to get into our supply chain.
Sure. Wow. That's huge. I mean, and that's just good. The first thing you talk about, you're passionate about it. And Stacy, as you know, I'm a big proponent of talking about things that you're passionate about. And I try to learn from every person that comes here to learn about what is it that you have done that's made differences in folks' lives. And so really thank you for just giving that, you know, that those specific details. It means
a lot.
We're
very fortunate to have her. She is very passionate about it.
Yes, she is.
And with that, she brings that energy to all that she does.
Well, thanks, Stacey.
Isn't there a conference coming up here, a Veterans Conference coming up in the first part of December?
Yes, there is.
The National Conference.
The National Conference is coming to Atlanta this year. Of course, we will be there.
Okay.
We will have a trade show booth.
Okay.
We will have representatives from all five of our business areas, as well as a corporate representative. And we will also participate on several of the panels that are going on during the event.
What kinds of things can someone that's a veteran, disabled veteran, learn at those kinds of conferences? Because it's national. I heard the new head of the Veterans Administration, who's been appointed by President Obama, is coming. And so what kind of things can someone learn at those kind of conferences?
Well, in coming to our booth, they certainly will directly talk to the advocates that have ongoing requirements in each of their
opportunities.
Businesses. Opportunities. Absolutely.
I
will tell you that before we go to trade shows, we look at our immediate requirements. I mean, we actually pull them off of our platform and bring them to the show. But we also, look at future requirements. And so the best way to connect is, first of all, make sure that you're on point with your capability speech. Know exactly what you can offer.
So you need a capability and your elevator, escalator, whatever you want to call it, come crisp and ready to go.
Absolutely. Be able to communicate those capabilities succinctly to the representatives you meet with. Certainly let us know about your certifications and other requirements that we look at. And if you are afforded the opportunity to bid on a contract and you win, key, perform, perform, perform. Yeah. I can't say it enough. Proven performance is what gets you to the next level.
Wow. Yeah. Proven performance is what gets you to the next level.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I think you need to copyright that.
I know. I think so. I think we're going to have to. Yeah, we're going to have to take that.
Man, we had to coin that one, Vanessa.
Proven performance gets you the next level.
Is there anything that you could tell our listeners as before we wrap up to anything? Any advice? Any suggestions?
Wisdom. Nuggets of wisdom.
Yeah.
Proven performance will get you to the next level.
Yeah.
Ooh, I think there's more in there, Vanessa. There's more of that in there. We're just going to have to turn her over and get it all out.
Yeah.
You guys are interesting and funny. But, you know, I don't think that it's any different for our veterans and service-disabled veteran-owned companies than it is for most small businesses that we speak with. Again, make the case. Mm-hmm. Be strong in letting us know what you can do to make our products more affordable, how you can fit into our supply chain, and what do you bring to the table that's unique? What sets you apart from the competition? And certainly building those relationships. Be persistent, not overly.
Be persistent, but not a pest.
Not a pest, but certainly we look for you to follow up. We talk to many suppliers across the country, and so we expect follow up. In particular, if we come to you with a requirement, we definitely want to make sure that if you find you can't bid on an opportunity, let that buyer know. To just not respond will not set well for future opportunities.
Excellent, excellent. Vanessa, I want to thank you very, very much for joining us today. We truly appreciate you being here and sharing about Lockheed Martin, as well as about veterans and service to disabled veterans. Mr. Butts, it's always a pleasure to have you co-hosting Riding Shotgun with me here every Tuesday. It is awesome. And I want to thank our listeners for tuning in to Let's Talk Small Business. For without you, this would not be possible. I want to thank our sponsors, the Coca-Cola Company, Ronstadt, Georgia Power, and the Cox Communication family of companies. Please tune in next week at this time, 11:30, Tuesdays, for Let's Talk Small Business. Enjoy your week.